Hello there. So, today is a very special ramble because I am going to be using slash utilizing slash having fun with a new member of my toy collection. Now, I do have another version of this toy. It was gifted to me last year. By a very special listener. They know who they are. And it turned out to be one of the most fan favorite toys. So much so that I used it twice last year. It is always highly requested whenever I'm going to be using any sort of toys. But the same listener decided to go above and beyond and get me an upgraded version of that original toy. Now, I think a few of you might know what I am referring to, and that is the ever so loved toy pussy replica. The last one that I was gifted basically just is like the pussy. There's an ass to it, and it kind of like just cuts off right around the torso area. So when having fun with it, you can fuck it in the pussy, you can fuck it in the ass, and you have a little bit of a kind of like hips to grab onto. These are a bit smaller, so they're not obviously like lifelike in terms of size or scale. They're much smaller. I would say probably like in terms of scale, it's probably like a quarter scale, I think. I mean, if you were to do this times two, three, four, yeah, I would say like four or five. It's pretty good. Anyway, so this new and improved version of the toy has more to it than the first. And this one, on top of it being bigger, it also has more detail. So it doesn't cut off at the torso anymore. It goes above the belly button and it has an entire upper half. So basically it has boobs and they are very big boobs. It kind of looks a little comical. It also is really interesting because it does go all the way up to the neck. And so it does have like faux collarbones and shoulders. It's really interesting. And you can even kind of make out a bit of like a rib cage too on the torso, on the upper side underneath the boobs. So very interesting. On the back, it has shoulder blades. So it kind of like from a certain angle, it's like arched. If you were to arch it, it looks like a person. I'm sure it, like you could take the perfect picture to make this look like an actual human being. The ass is a little bit more detailed in terms of like where the asshole is. I've always kind of called it a sunspot because it kind of has that same I don't know, these kind of like the lines that go from an asshole. It kind of has that same detail in this. And one of the I guess you could say major reasons why the listener decided to get me this was because when I did, I think, the second audio or ramble where I had fun with it, the original one, I talked about how the pussy didn't have a lot of detail because in the second one, the first one, all I did was fuck it. The second one, I did a little bit of, I ate her out. But I mentioned how the pussy didn't really have much to it in terms of like lips or detail. But this one very much does. It has kind of like swollen pussy lips. And then it actually has like the actual labia on the inside, kind of like sticking out. You can also spread it a bit, and you also get a clit hood. So, and the detail, it also, like when you spread it, it actually looks wet, even though it's not. It's very interesting. Like the craftsmanship is actually really cool. So I thought I would have a little bit of fun here with this lovely lady. And I thought I would start out by maybe giving these tits of hers a little bit of a grope, because they are very gropable. Just running my hands around them. One, I don't know if this is intentional, but one of the nipples is a bit perky and the other one is like inverted. So I thought that was actually really interesting because, again, don't know if that's intentional, but hey, representation, right? So yeah, let's see what else we got here. I'm gonna move down a little bit just to make it a little bit easier on me because I do have this on the edge of my bed. But I remember the first time I unpackaged the first one that I got, and I was just like blown away by just how detailed it was, just how lifelike it is. And it's the same thing with this one. It's really interesting because it's like it activates a part of my lizard brain where it's just like, oh, this needs to be fucked. This needs to be filled. This needs to be appreciated. And so I thought it would be fun to go about and record some of that. So tits nice and out. So I think she should get a bit of some tit slaps, don't you think? Also, I feel it's very lifelike in terms of the sound of skin on skin. And she's got quite a jiggle too. Although the only part that is missing is the little moans and groans that would come after a slap, right? But these tits are teasing me, so I think I need to go about and give them a little bit of a sucking, don't you? I do love to latch on. Get my lips wrapped around nipple. I feel like that makes a really good sound when I let go. I did not think about this until literally this moment, but this toy can actually work for tit fucking too. I don't know how I didn't think about that. Wow, there's many possibilities to this, isn't there? But there is also, again, that detailed pussy, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and give her a little bit of a licking, yeah? Spread these lips. Let's give this clit a little bit of a licking, yeah? Now, I did start off a bit fast, but it's really interesting because when I've done my script fills or anything like that, you guys get a little bit of a taste on how I eat pussy, and it's obviously it's like trying to replicate the sound. This is so easy because it is quite literally like what I'm used to. The only difference is, again, with no feedback, you can't really like slow down or like fasten the pace depending on how the person enjoys it. But I hope you guys can just listen in. And hear how much I appreciate and enjoy eating pussy. And of course, I'm not gonna ignore that beautiful cunt and run my tongue inside. I think it's time I gave her a good fucking, yeah? Or should I turn her around and give these ass cheeks a good spanking? Fuck. I just want to kiss up and down her ass. Give her a soft bite with my teeth. I like how the cheeks are glistening now. So, I'm gonna go ahead and grab some lube, which I have right here. Okay. And slide out of my sweatpants. He's not gonna need those, right? Let's get her all good and wet. Come on. There we go. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of lube. Nothing wrong with that, though, yeah? All right, now I'm gonna run my cock up and down. Oh gosh, that looks so lifelike. That is insane. And time to give my cock a big slap on this pussy. Oh, fuck. It is insane, the size difference with this toy and my cock, because entering into her, like, my cock literally reaches up to, like, to where the tits are on the inside, so. Let's go ahead and just put my tip, which it's already super glistening. and let's go ahead and just slide easy into her. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Go tip in. Yes, mission accomplished. Oh, it's so wet. Fuck. And I'm just gonna slide in deeper. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Inch by inch, 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 inching my way. There we go. Fuck. There we go. There we fucking go. All the way in. All the way in. Fuck. Every single inch of me inside of this wet cunt. I'm gonna take off this. I was wearing a cardigan. It was a little cold. All right, now. Oh, fuck, I have tits to grope onto now. Or hips, too. So, let's go ahead and pull out a bit. And slide back in. Out. And in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, her tits are jiggling so much. Slipped out. It is so, so wet. Gotta give her those cock slaps, yeah? Fuck. Oh, fuck, it is so wet. I might take off my shirt, too. Don't need that. It's just so wet. I'm gonna just go ahead and run my cock between her tits. That way I can give him a good tit fucking. Oh my god. Although, it looks nice. It doesn't feel as good as having a nice pair of tits around me. I mean, it feels good, but since they are on the smaller side, and I mean that in a very non-realistic kind of way, because these are miniaturized, it's not even like, even with someone who were to have, you know, smaller tits, like, still, you could do stuff. This makes it hard. But this makes it easy to thrust against, though. Fuck. slap against each tit. There we go, fuck. Yeah, just my cockhead running around each nipple. Oh, I'm pulling my foreskin so that way it wraps around the nipples. Oh, I've always enjoyed playing with my foreskin. There we go. But she does have another hole, doesn't she? She does. She's got a tight asshole. Oh, and I think I want it. This toy is mine, right? So I do need to own it. Claim it for myself. So let's go ahead and get her on her, what would be all fours. Run this lube down her ass. It is very glistening now. Oh, let me go ahead and run my cock between those cheeks. Fuck. All right, now I'm gonna go ahead and raise my leg up a bit so that way I can have like a leg up while the other, it's like I guess the way to describe it, it's like one knee up on the bed and then another on the ground just for leverage, and just gonna work my tip along her tight ass. Oh, there we go. It is a tighter hole. Like, they literally make it smaller. All right, there we go. Come on, come on. Just working my tip in there. And there it goes. tip is in her ass. And it's cute because seeing, like, the cheeks spread, it's very realistic. All right, now just to go ahead and give her the rest of this thick cock of mine. Fuck. Oh, she is stretching out big time. Come on, you can take it. You can take it. Come on. Every inch of me. There we go. Every inch of this cock inside of that ass. Here we go. I'm gonna give it a good fucking, yeah? Oh gosh, on the most recent podcast, somebody had asked, what's my favorite position? And I said, or not favorite position, but what is a position that I would want to, if I could only have one position for the rest of my life, what would it be? And I said, not doggy. And it is for the opposite reasons. It is because doggy style just feels so, so good. It's just, I don't know what it is. My own sensitivities on my cock just are really, really, like, stimulated whenever there's doggy style, so I can't last too long that way. So usually, missionary's better for me if I want to last a good while. Oh gosh. But while her ass is fun, I want to breed her cunt. I want to breed her pussy. Let me move the mic a little bit because I kind of want to try something that I didn't try last time. And that's being fully on the bed as if I were over her. And let's move this here. Here we go. Okay. So now I am on the bed
Just sliding into her here. There we go. Fuck. Come on, take it. Every inch. There we go. Fuck. Oh, I could just stay like this. Just moving my muscles and just feeling my cock inside. The only difference is it's more of a colder feeling than a real pussy where it's more warm. Okay. Let me not be too close to the edge. All right. Fuck, fuck. Okay. Try to do this. Gosh. Just a little bit more. Come on, get in there. There we go. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Oh. Oh my. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh. 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 Oh god. Oh my god. Oh fuck, fuck, fuck. I just have to move my hips a little bit just to. Ah, fuck, I'm so sensitive. Ah. 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 Oh my god, I'm just pumping that cum in. Oh. Oh my gosh, it's just so different than when I just come on my own for audios of other kinds, because that's just masturbating, but this is, oh fuck, just feeling just that pussy just wrap around me. Okay, okay, I'm gonna slide out, slide out, slide out. Oh my gosh, now that is gonna be a mess. Okay. Let's take a look at that. It is wild, because like if I stretch open the pussy, it's texturized on the inside. It has like a pattern. Also, the hole goes deep, and there's the pussy, there's the cum. I'm just gonna finger it inside of her a bit. There it is, it's coming out. It's all over my hands. Fuck. Oh, good and thick too. Oh my gosh, well, I would say mission accomplished. Oh my gosh, fuck. Whew. I'm gonna give this toy a 10 out of 10. On my reviewer scale.